same-sex marriage is legal in Northern Ireland as of yesterday, with Amnesty International describing it as an historic day for equality and human rights. The first couples that want to get married could set their date for the week of Valentine's Day, but those who want a religious marriage ceremony and couples who want to convert their existing civil partnership to marriage, they'll have to wait for the outcome of further government consultations. On the line we have John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Hello, John.
Good morning, Vinny.
And Simon Calvert from the Christian Institute. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning.
So, John, we'll start with you. Is there a queue of people waiting to register their marriage intentions already?
I think there are lots of people who've been talking about it. People will be making plans. I don't think we're going to see a rush of people come February, and I think there are a lot of people who chose to enter into civil partnerships who are waiting to see a further change in the law so that they can be recognised as fully married. People like myself, I'm in a civil partnership, but I recognise it as being married. My husband and I, we call each other husbands. We don't see ourselves as different than heterosexual couples. We just want that recognition under the law. So I think there are important changes still to come, and I think we'll see lots of people both converting their civil partnerships and entering into new marriages over the coming years.
Simon, you campaigned against this change in the law, so do you accept it now?
Yeah, I think the important thing going forward is how we talk about the issue. I mean, there are many people in Northern Ireland who have always believed and will always believe that marriage can only be the union of one man and one woman. And so they will continue to hold that belief and they'll continue to express it. And it's important to remember that it is a belief which is worthy of respect in a democratic society. That's what the courts have said. That's why Asher's Baking Company won their case at the UK Supreme Court. So it's going to be important going forward that we make sure that all the proper protections are in place so that people who hold that view and continue to hold that view are treated with respect and are not pursued through the courts under Equality Act claims, and indeed are not pursued by the police. There are some changes that have been made to public order law in Northern Ireland, which we welcomed to protect free speech. And that applies to both sides, I should emphasise.
Yeah.
But there is a strong argument that there are still more changes needed to public order law to properly protect freedom of speech in Northern Ireland.
There will be a consultation on those religious ceremonies for same-sex marriages. So what are your concerns there?
Well, the concern is that no religious body or religious officiant should be compelled to do a same-sex wedding if they don't want to. Now, I would want to be fair to John O'Doherty. I don't think for 1 minute he wants people to be compelled. But we know, I mean, for example, from the Ashes case, that there are some people who think that the law should be used in some way to try to punish or compel people who don't celebrate same-sex weddings, don't agree with them. And so it's going to be very important that we have all the proper protections in place. Now, we know that the pledge is that the same protections which exist in Great Britain will be mirrored in Northern Ireland, and we welcome that pledge naturally.
Yeah. And of course, in November, your organisation threatened that legal action against the Secretary of State, Julian Smith, that if the government didn't carry out, bring those protections already in GB into Northern Ireland to protect faith groups. So does that threat still stand?
Well, I want to be to the two aspects to it. As you say, religious weddings are separate. I want to be fair to the NIO and to say they did take steps on each of the areas that we raised. We continue to have concerns about public order law generally in Northern Ireland. We think it needs reforming to protect free speech for everybody. What remains to be seen is whether the full range of proper protections are brought in alongside of religious same-sex weddings. And so, we'll be watching very carefully to make sure that that's done. And, you know, Northern Ireland is a unique context. It has its own unique approach to officiating at weddings, so we need to make sure that whatever is done properly takes account of that. Because, as I say, I don't think anybody wants to see people, ministers of religion, being sued for not wanting to do same-sex weddings if they don't want to.
John O'Doherty, what about people who want same-sex ceremony in a church? So are you hearing a lot of people that actually want to go down that route and therefore will still be quite disappointed and waiting for further changes?
We are, and there are people who are choosing not yet to get married because they want to have their faith-based ceremony. And, you know, we're seeking to see that change in the law. We want to see protections in place for faith groups who don't want to engage in same-sex marriages. But what we want to see is an opt-in process And we don't think that should be a complicated or difficult thing, that if there are churches who want to opt in to carry out same-sex marriage ceremonies, that they should have the ability and the right to do so. Freedom of religion must exist for absolutely everyone, or else it doesn't exist for anybody. And the fact is that LGBT people across Northern Ireland have not been afforded freedom of religion for many years, particularly around civil partnerships, where you couldn't have any faith basis within your civil partnership. And it was the only part of the UK in which that was the case. And I hope that's something that will change in the coming months around new legislation as well. For people who want to enter into faith-based civil partnerships, they have the ability to do so. And for faith groups who want to register for those, to be able to do that as well. And I hope that we see the same calls for freedom of religion and freedom of belief from the Christian Institute and others in relation to the rights of same-sex couples that we have seen in their opposition to same-sex marriage.
Given, John, in the last couple of days we've seen the return of the executive, new ministers appointed, how do you feel about how this change in the law was brought in via Westminster?
Now, we would have preferred it come through the Northern Ireland Assembly, Vinny, of course. I think everybody would have preferred to see that, but the fact is same-sex couples in Northern Ireland have waited long enough, and we were 3 years up until last week without an executive, without a sitting government. There was no capacity for a change in the law. I would have preferred to see it come through the Assembly, but the fact is Westminster acted not quickly enough in my view, but acted appropriately in introducing and addressing the inequality experienced by same-sex couples.
Okay.
That's something that we welcome.
Well, Simon, there are some, and we've all suggested or hinted towards that already this morning, there are some religious groups who are willing to marry same-sex couples. Will more join them, do you think, now that these changes are brought in Northern Ireland?
Well, in England and Wales, for example, as a comparator, there are 27,000 places of worship that are registered to conduct weddings, and only 182 of those are registered to conduct same-sex weddings. So there are some religious groups that do want to carry out religious same-sex weddings. They're very much in the minority. They will get the freedom to opt in to do religious same-sex weddings, whatever I or anybody else thinks about that. So they will get that freedom. But the great majority of religious groups, I mean, for Christian, I'm a Christian, of course, I'm from the Christian Institute, and the position for Christians is well understood.
Yeah, and of course, but there will be people, there will be many people that say, well, I feel that I am a gay Christian, so that they'll marry the two of them happily in their own head.
Indeed, that is true. But I say again that the mainstream position of the Christian churches has always consistently been that marriage is the union of one man, one woman for life, to the exclusion of all others. And I want to be fair to Christians and say that they stand up and speak out for that definition of marriage, not just when it concerns the redefinition of marriage to do with opposite sex and same sex. They also oppose changes to make divorce easier. They're concerned about the impact of opposite sex civil partnerships on the marriage rate. So, you know, we hold these beliefs sincerely. We speak out on them because we believe it to be true, and we believe it to be a matter of love to speak the truth. As I say, I think going forward, I think that respect for people that hold to the view is going to be very important, I think, in the way that the law deals with it. I think in the way that, if I may say it, the way the broadcasters deal with it, I think it's important to allow for that view to continue to be expressed. I think when it comes to education, I think that we're going to have to be very careful to ensure that guidance and policy governing education.
Do you mean in primary school in terms of same-sex relationships?
So in schools there will be guidance issued as to how schools ought to deal with these issues, and of course schools will explain that the law has changed and that same-sex couples can marry. It's important that the way in which same-sex marriage is taught in schools again respects the fact that there are two sides to the argument, and it must not be mandated from above that one must celebrate same-sex weddings, even if one...
I don't understand the point you're trying to make. So you're saying when they explain same-sex marriage to children in school, that they shouldn't tell children that it's okay, it's equal, or what are you saying?
No, I didn't say that. I just said they should explain what both sides of the debate think. So one side of the debate will say that same-sex weddings are a positive and progressive step and a good thing for everybody. The other side of the debate will say that no, that they believe that.
And you think that that's something that should be taught to primary school children?
I think that in the school context, over the course of education, I think that pupils should be exposed to both sides, so that pupils.
Yeah, but my reason I ask is obviously there is a lot of protests in England in relation to teaching children about same-sex relationships, in that they exist in the first place. So then, But I guess there's questions over the understanding of children and you know, how young is too young to try and explain certain things to them. But if you then try to bring in a political debate that some, you know, regarding positions that people have on same-sex marriage.
Schools have to deal with controversial issues all the time. And to be fair to schools, a lot of them are pretty good at just allowing a debate, allowing that there's this side of the debate, they think this, the other side of the debate think that, and indeed allowing children, young people to make up their own minds. The concern is simply that, I mean, I think particularly of teachers in schools, we can't get to a position where teachers are ordered to say something about same-sex marriage that they themselves don't believe. That's
okay, John. Just if I can get a quick response from you. I know we've moved slightly off topic, but just to what Simon was saying there.
Well, I think we have to be very matter of fact about this. In schools, all young people should be taught that it is okay to be LGBT. That is matter of fact. Any suggestion to the otherwise is, in my view, homophobic or transphobic, to suggest that that is not okay to be LGBT or LGBT+. With that, I suppose, comes in line that same-sex marriage is fine, is equal, and something to be celebrated within our society. That's what I believe is the information all young people have the right to access, and certainly that's what we will be campaigning for.
Okay.
The suggestion that in school that any young person should be told that it's not okay to be LGBT, I think is part of the reason why we see such poor mental health outcomes for LGBT people, because that's a message they've been getting for too long, and we've seen the impact of that.
We'll have to leave it there. Simon Calvert and John O'Doherty, thank you very much.